Michele Indegiocello's husky voice is credited by some music journalists with jump-starting the neo-soul movement that's topped the pop charts over the past few years. She has released 5 critically acclaimed albums since 1993, recordings that feature socially provocative lyrics driven by a solid groove. NPR's Felix Contreras examines her newest album.
Michele Indegiocello says she is first and foremost a bass player.
If you want foundation and groove, I'm the bass player for you. I don't want a solo. You know, I just like to groove, create a space and a bed for everyone else to do what they do. I'm very traditional, so to speak, as a bassist. I just lock it down, keep the chord changes clear. I'm the foundation. You know, that's my style.
Michele Indegiocello was born Michele Johnson 37 years ago. As a teen, she chose a Swahili word for free as a bird for her last name. Her father, Jacques Johnson, played saxophone in military bands. The family moved from base to base in Europe and the U.S. before settling in the Washington, D.C. area. She says the constant change in surroundings helped keep her ears open.
There's all types of different cultures, all types of people, races, and so I never had those sort of limitations. I definitely didn't have them musically because I would listen to like AM radio as well. So I grew up, like I said, listening to everything. I could hear the Doobie Brothers and Stevie Wonder. I'd go see Rush, and then I'd go to a Prince show. And so I like everything.
Though she's certainly not interested in labeling the music she likes, some have called her new record jazz.
I will call it jazz, and I'm excited to call it jazz.
John Murph is a music journalist and the producer for BETJazz.com, Black Entertainment Television's jazz website. He says Indegiocello's new CD is just as provocative as her previous records, even without the words.
I think with this record, she focused more on composition. Like, she's a great bass player, but even she said that she's not a virtuoso of the bass. She knows how to develop these great circular patterns that are very hypnotic, and they evolve slowly, and they work well in the context of the music. Some people really can't play that simple and be that musical at the same time, and that's a great gift that she has.
The name of the new album is Dance of the Infidels, and the group is called Spirit Music Jamia. Jamia is an ancient word meaning school or community, a nod to Indegiocello's insistence that the group is a band of which she's just a part. The album title, she says, is a reference to a lifelong feeling of being an outsider. Indegiocello has recently accepted Islam as her faith, and she says she started studying Arabic. She says faith, language, and music are all interrelated.
Arabic is a language where one word can mean several things. Some are tonal, some just have metaphoric differences. So when I realize if I play a melody, it's going to be different if you play it. It's going to feel different, sound different, be different. And that's pretty much how faith is, you know. My Islam is different than probably someone else's. Thank you.
And Deggy Ocello plans to record another pop vocal album in the fall. But she says this time, she'll deal with the music industry from a much more enlightened perspective.
I feel much more relaxed, much more confident, I feel so grateful and much more satisfied. You know, life is a fleeting experience. I'll take none of this with me, none of these words that people say, nothing, or any of this music. And somewhere in that, I'll have joy and I'll play really well, and it'd be great. And so I'm just settled and I'm cool with that.
Michelle and Deggy Ocello says music is like a prayer for her, a prayer rooted in a funky bass line. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
Three of the mellow, unconventional songs from Dance of the Infidel are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.